From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. As the public hearings by House committees conducting an impeachment inquiry began this week, the Republican Party appeared to be unified in a determined response to defend President Donald Trump, no matter what the facts are. During the Wednesday hearings, GOP congressmen raised a number of talking points that were essentially conspiracy theories, casting Democrats as villains, heard more often than not on Fox News. Now, a new report by Media Matters for America found that six Republican congressmen, including Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan, who are part of the committees, have made more than 50 appearances on Fox News to defend Trump since September 24th. And not only is Fox News the key outlet for the Republican defense of Trump, it's also where the president gets most of his policy ideas, including those that often get him into trouble in the first place. Joining me to discuss it is Matt Gertz, senior fellow at Media Matters for America. He wrote the report that I mentioned. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Good to be here.
So, of course, Fox News is very much, in defense of Trump, and that's no surprise at all. But tell me a little bit, first of all, about some of these conspiracy theories that Republicans echoed, that Trump often echoes in his Twitter feed and sometimes in his remarks to reporters, that may, you know, that are infiltrating the sort of public discourse. So from Fox News via Republican politicians into the public.
Sure. So it's important to remember that Fox News is a Republican propaganda outlet, but it's so much more than that. It has in many ways really merged with the policymaking apparatus in the White House, providing former Fox staffers as White House and Trump administration staffers, Trump administration staffers leaving the administration and going to Fox News. Current Fox News hosts and personalities serving as a sort of outside kitchen cabinet for the president. He watches hours of Fox's programming every day. He gets most of his information about what's happening in the world from that network, and it provides him with, I think, a fairly skewed view as to what is going on, but one that he seems to believe quite deeply. And so many of the major storylines that we've seen coming out of this idea of a two-track Ukraine foreign policy, one that's managed by the actual State Department and the U.S. Embassy, and one that's managed by Rudy Giuliani, the Rudy Giuliani track is very much one with deep roots in Fox News' programming. A lot of the sort of conspiracy theories about Joe Biden and his son and whether or not there was some sort of shadiness going on when Joe Biden pushed for the firing of a corrupt prosecutor general in Ukraine several years ago. Many of those claims received a lot of attention from Fox News earlier in the year, and very much, sort of from there fermented with the president, became the source of efforts to try to swing Ukraine policy, to force some sort of investigation into Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Ended up with the first, so that in turn triggered the impeachment inquiry. And when we had the first public hearing of that inquiry on Wednesday, what we saw was Republicans basically repeating a lot of the same conspiracy theories that they had seen on Fox News, trying to trumpet those in order to confuse the public and minimize the damage to President Trump.
Right. The Steele dossier keeps coming up, as well as, where the original investigation into Russian collusion originated. All of these are really favorite issues of the Republicans.
Yeah, and they're very much the talking points of Fox News host Sean Hannity over the last several years. He's spent much of his time developing these complex counter-narratives in order to undermine the case that Russia interfered with the 2016 election on Trump's behalf, in order to create this sense that actually the Trump people weren't colluding with Russia. It was, in fact, Democrats colluding with Ukraine that was the real story. They've spent a lot of time and effort creating these conspiracy theories. And what you saw on Wednesday was Republican House members trying to weaponize those, trying to turn them into, ammunition that they could use at these hearings.
In fact, let's watch Representative Jim Jordan during Wednesday's hearings. This was so interesting because Jim Jordan apparently is seen by his fellow congressman as enough of an attack dog that they brought him over from another committee into the House Intelligence Committee so that he could participate in the hearings and defend President Trump. I suppose the existing members weren't savvy enough by the Republican standards. So here's Jim Jordan, during one of those moments during the Wednesday public hearing where Fox News suddenly appeared to manifest itself in the halls of Congress.
Ernst & Young said one of the three most corrupt countries on the planet. Our witness on Friday, she testified in her deposition, corruption is not just prevalent in Ukraine, it's the system. So our president said, time out. Let's check out this new guy. Let's see if Zelensky's the real deal. This new guy who got elected in April, whose party took power in July. Let's see if he's legitimate. Now, keep in mind, as has already been discussed, in 2018, President Trump had already done more for Ukraine than Obama did. That's right. President Trump, who doesn't like foreign aid, who wanted European countries to do more, who knew how corrupt Ukraine was, did more than Obama because he gave him javelins, tank-busting javelins to fight the Russians. Our witnesses have said this, others have said this. Obama gave him blankets, Trump gave him missiles. But when it came time to check out this new guy, President Trump said, let's just see if he's legit. So for 55 days, we checked him out.
And that is Representative Jim Jordan repeating this idea that corruption was so rife in Ukraine that it was President Trump's responsibility, his obligation to hold up U.S. military aid in order to dig into that corruption and to, you know, check out this new president, Volodymyr Zelensky. Of course, the issue was that by Trump's measure of corruption, his political rival Joe Biden's role was what he was investigating, rather than, you know, any serious corruption. And hadn't people in our own State Department already verified that Zelensky was tackling corruption to a satisfactory level? It's just really interesting to see these sorts of ideas pop up during this public hearing.
It is. And, you know, I think there's a very obvious flaw in the logic that Congressman Jordan is relating there, which is that there is no evidence whatsoever of any genuine interest in fighting corruption on Donald Trump's part at any point ever. It's just not a thing that he cares about. When he refers to people or institutions as corrupt, he is using that as a pejorative to criticize people who he sees as his political enemies. So he will say that Congressman Adam Schiff is corrupt. He will say that Nancy Pelosi is corrupt. He will say that the media is corrupt. He says that over and over again. But that's the only way he really uses that terminology, as people that are arrayed against him. And so when he, is referring to corruption in these particular instances, he is referring to it almost entirely within the sense of wanting an investigation into his possible 2020 rival, Joe Biden, or wanting an investigation that will prove that it wasn't Russia that interfered in the 2016 election, which would again benefit his 2020 campaign. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the sort of broader scope of corruption that Ukraine has had to deal with for quite some time and has been fighting more recently much more diligently. In fact, when you actually look at the cast of characters that Rudy Giuliani has assembled as he tried to go out and dig up dirt on Biden in 2016, it is, in fact, the very corrupt prosecutors general who we have had so much problem with Ukraine propping up in the past, the very same people. They've allied themselves with the corrupt oligarchs and the corrupt prosecutors in an effort to help the president.
Now, it was really interesting to see the faces of George Kent and William Taylor, these career diplomats, when they were faced by Republican conspiracy theories. They just seemed at a loss as to how to counter them. How has Fox News actually been responding to the impeachment hearing? I imagine it's essentially part of this echo chamber with Trump and Republicans that, the witnesses are all never Trumpers, and that the original whistleblower should be called upon to testify publicly and answer for what he has begun. Is that essentially how they've been covering the impeachment?
I think so. There are basically three different threads that we're seeing. The first is attacks on the credibility of the witnesses, Kent and Taylor, who between them have, 70 years of experience in government, as public servants. But they're being attacked as looking like homeless people and all sorts of random pejoratives that don't make a lot of sense. That's the first line of attack. The second is suggesting that the hearings didn't reveal anything of interest, that there was no new information in them, that they were boring. This is, in fact, quite false, I would say. There was a revelation early on in which Ambassador Taylor said that he had learned from one of his staffers that staffer had overheard a phone call at one point between Ambassador Sondland and President Trump, in which the president was asking about investigations and whether Ukraine was going to do them, and that that Ambassador Sondland subsequently told that staffer that the president was more interested in investigations of Joe Biden than he was in Ukraine more generally. So that was a major revelation that Fox has downplayed as much as possible. And the third line of attack, I would say, is attempts to go after the whistleblower, to try to pump up the idea that we need to hear from the whistleblower, even though everything the whistleblower has had written in their complaint has already been basically verified by firsthand witnesses. But they're trying to push that as much as they can, trying to create the sense that the proceedings are unfair, that they shouldn't be believed. The Fox hosts have spent a lot of time grooming their audiences not to take damaging information about the president seriously. And this is very much them cashing in on that. Fox was in many ways created in response to the impeachment of President Nixon and his resignation in the 1970s. It was created as sort of a bulwark that would ensure that future Republican presidents would have the support of a compliant media outlet to champion their interests.
And wow,
we're seeing that play out. Yes. So Roger Ailes, who is one of the founders of Fox News, was a Nixon aide during his 1968 campaign in the White House initially. And one of his takeaways from Nixon's removal was the need for conservative media outlets. And he spent the next decades trying to assemble those and finally succeeded with Fox News. And now we're seeing how that plays out.
Wow, Ailes played the long game. And, it's interesting that there was this on the same, the day after the public hearings took place, AP, Associated Press with the NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, put out a poll about disinformation and the trouble that Americans have with when they read the news with being able to tell whether it's true or not. And there's this one line that that just jumped out at me, which is that Democrats tend to trust, scientists and academics, whereas Republicans tend to trust Donald Trump. That's their source for many of them, their source of information, a president who has been shown to have lied literally tens of thousands of times. And Fox News is part of that, right?
Yeah, it's been a decades-long campaign by conservatives to undermine the media and any other institution that could provide damaging information about members of the Republican Party. And they've managed to convince a shockingly large percentage of their base that the only news source that they can trust is Fox News, and the only people that they should listen to are Donald Trump and his avid supporters. And it's going to be a big problem, I think, going forward, trying to reckon with that.
The idea that these witnesses are never Trumpers, I just want to hone in that for a second, and just the way in which these witnesses have been treated by Fox News, because on the surface, they do not in any way appear to be liberal, you know, sort of lefty folks. So many of them are career diplomats, or they have very lengthy careers and backgrounds in the military. These are ordinarily people that you might imagine vote Republican, and maybe they might even be Republican. And I'm wondering if Fox News, how they've gone after them. I imagine it's not easy to tarnish the reputation of somebody like William Taylor, but someone like Alexander Vindman, who, you know, has a service in the military, but who himself has an Eastern European background, has been sort of questioned, I understand, for that ethnic background. I imagine Marie Yovanovitch, the former ambassador to Ukraine, has been receiving similar treatment. So how has Fox News been covering these witnesses?
I mean, the line on them has been that they are more loyal to Ukraine than they are to the United States, and that is why they are testifying against the president. It's a pretty sick smear, particularly against Vindman, who has basically been accused of being a Ukrainian agent by various Fox News hosts, which, you know, is pretty disgusting, in particular because he left Soviet-occupied Ukraine when he was, I think, 3 years old as a refugee, so fleeing persecution as a Jew from that country. And so, you know, the idea that following that experience and then, you know, a lifetime of service in the armed forces, that he is somehow working for some foreign country against the United States, it's pretty gross. But, I mean, this is what Fox News has been doing to a variety of Republicans who have provided information against the president. You saw the same thing happen with Robert Mueller, who you know, is a Republican, is someone who served as a veteran during the Vietnam War. You saw it with James Comey, also a Republican. Rod Rosenstein is also a Republican. I mean, there's just this lengthy list of Republicans doing their jobs as public servants, and in doing so, coming up against the president and thus being smeared for that. When President Trump talks about never Trumpers, what he means is people who do not, you know, knee-jerk support him and everything that he does and every lie that he tells. And when you make the category that large, so that anyone who isn't a huge supporter of the president, when you do that, when you try to draw the lines like that, you create a situation where you need to attack a lot of people.
So there's another conspiracy theory that often gets floated at Fox News and gets echoed even, especially in the online right-wing media outlets that are even further to the right. And that is that all of the attacks on Trump are a giant conspiracy by George Soros. Are you seeing that emerge as well in Fox?
We have, yes. As a matter of fact, on Wednesday night after the hearings, Joe DeGeneva, who is a regular Fox guest, a sort of member of the community of guests that regularly appear on Sean Hannity's show and Lou Dobbs's show, he was on Dobbs's show and basically said that George Kent's testimony shouldn't be believed because he is one of many foreign service agents in the State Department who are basically controlled by George Soros. And he also alleged that various FBI agents are controlled by George Soros, and this is all part of a plot by Soros to run Ukraine for his own business interests. This is pretty gross and despicable, and it's in fact something that got a previous Fox guest permanently banned from appearing on the network. This was Chris Farrell, a conservative political operative, who in October of 2018 referred to the Soros-occupied State Department, and Fox issued a statement condemning his rhetoric and permanently banned him from the network, said they'd never invite him back. And now Dejanova has done the same thing. But Fox isn't really saying anything about that, presumably because Dejanova is more important to them than Farrell was. They're taking a lot of criticism from it, though, including from the Anti-Defamation League, from Soros organizations as well. And so, yeah, that has become a line of attack that people on Fox News have become comfortable using.
Finally, Matt, in the report that you wrote for Media Matters, you say Fox helped get Trump into this mess, and it's the key to getting him out of it. What do you mean by that second part?
Well, what I mean is that Fox News exists as a propaganda outlet to speak directly to the president's base and encourage them to support the president. And so, the idea here is by continuing to talk up all the ways in which this investigation is somehow corrupt, that it's a coup in the parlance of Fox News, they can ensure that the Republican base is riled up, that they remain united with the president, and that they in turn pressure Republican senators and Republican members of Congress not to support impeachment. So that's what I mean by that, that it was essential to creating the situation that the president finds himself in, but also it might be all that sustains him at this point.
And so I imagine that there's going to be a lot more of the echo chamber between Fox and Republicans as these public hearings continue. It'll be really interesting to see how Fox covers them. I mean, they've been initially sort of dismissed as being too boring to cover. And, you know, there's no really good defense of Trump anyway in the face of these facts. And so they, I guess they have to just sort of resort to smear tactics, smear campaigns, and propaganda and disinformation, because it's really hard to defend something that the president and many of his allies like Mick Mulvaney and Rudy Giuliani have essentially admitted that he has done, right? I mean, they haven't tried to hide it.
The core facts are all on the record at this point. It's quite clear that there was a very specific quid pro quo in which both the White House meeting and military aid were being withheld until the Ukrainian government announced some sort of investigations intended to benefit the president politically, the plot failed only because the whistleblower filed a complaint. And so members of Congress started asking, where is this military aid? Why hasn't it been sent yet? But otherwise, I mean, all the reporting indicates that Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, was on the verge of going on CNN and announcing these investigations, that it was basically the deal was about to be consummated, and only the whistleblower complaint prevented it from happening.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll link to your reports in Media Matters from our website. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
My guest has been Matt Gaetz, Senior Fellow at Media Matters for America. We've been discussing the role of Fox News in the impeachment inquiry. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.